It is Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In an unprecedented visit that marked the first by a sitting prime minister in 14 years, Rishi Sunak toured Barclay Green University Technical College in Gloucestershire, where students had the opportunity to demonstrate their expertise in robotics, engineering, and cyber specialisms. The visit, which also included a stop at Gloucester Rugby, shone a spotlight on the unique educational approaches at the college, initially conceptualised by Lord Kenneth Baker. Sunak's engagement underscored the government's commitment to supporting skills and education, pivotal for the UK's technological and industrial sectors. The Prime Minister's presence at the UTC, as well as the interaction with students, generated a wave of attention on the innovative curriculum and opportunities provided by such institutions. In a recent roundtable hosted by Herrington Carmichael alongside the Business Magazine, industry experts discussed the potential for artificial intelligence to revolutionise the construction sector. They stressed that while AI offers substantial opportunities for efficiency and innovation, the industry must approach this tech disruption with cautious optimism, ensuring proper checks and balances are in place. The discussion underscored the balance between embracing cutting-edge technology and addressing ethical, legal, and practical challenges. As the construction industry stands on the brink of a significant digital shift, the consensus emphasises a strategic and thoughtful integration of AI. In a strategic move by Poole's maritime tech firm Clearwater Dynamics, the company has appointed Sam Bursey as their new Chief Operating Officer. With over two decades of tech industry experience and a noteworthy tenure building the operational finance team for the London Olympics in 2012, Bursey is expected to guide Clearwater through its next phase of growth and change. His dual expertise as both a Chief Operating Officer and Chief Financial Officer positions him as a valuable asset to the InsurTech Solutions provider as the firm continues to innovate in the maritime risk intelligence sector. That wraps it up for today. We are back tomorrow. If you want more, visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. From me, Alice, have a terrific Tuesday. Goodbye.